Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Ulama Profile with myself, Ubaidullah Boja. Only with the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are we once again live on Radio Islam International. Respected listeners, one thing that I've learned from this program is that there's never a shortage of good people. And every time someone passes away, we learn how good this person was, the qualities that he possessed, and also the things that Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with. Sometimes these people, we're not aware of them. We don't even know they existed, or we're not even aware of who they are. But yet, when you get down and you start interviewing the family members, when you hear about them, when you now understand how much they have done, then you will realize that the great people whom Allah Ta'ala had blessed within our midst, that up till today, they are people who by their nature have done so much for deen. Allah Ta'ala has blessed them in so many ways with so many unique and amazing qualities that perhaps it once again instills hope into the people to make them realize and understand that Allah Ta'ala had given so much to this ummah, so many living examples, so many people who are there to selflessly and sincerely serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no need to lose hope. There is no need for us to feel despondent. Allah Ta'ala has made great people within our midst. And sometimes great people are the normal people you and I see in the masjid. Perhaps the imam of the masjid. Perhaps the teacher of the ustad. Perhaps somebody that is there. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that those people, Allah Ta'ala has placed such qualities in them that if we had to look at those qualities, if you had to scrutinize those qualities, you would think that this is a great wali of the past, only to know, only to understand that this is somebody that is living within our midst. This is somebody who we interact with. This is somebody who Allah Ta'ala had just made within our midst. And these are the great people that we look and we speak about on a Thursday evening on the Ulama Profile program. We speak today about Hazrat Mufti Bobat Saab Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who had passed away last week. Hazrat Mufti Saab was a teacher, and Hazrat Mufti Saab was a ustad at the madrasa in Camperdown. And we have a whole host of people, inshallah, who will be joining us, who will be speaking about Hazrat Mufti Saab Rahmatullahi Alayhi. His son, Marana Ibrahim, was kind enough to send me some information with regards to his walid sahab, his father. And we will go through it. We have three guests. One is Maulana Venkat sahab. Maulana is just busy in an urgent meeting. He told me just give him a bit of respite. Inshallah, he will try to come on air. And thereafter, inshallah, we have Hazrat Maulana Harun Duma sahab, Damat Barakatuhum. And inshallah, after the 9 o'clock news, after the 9:30, we will speak to Hafiz Qasim Parak, inshallah ta'ala, who will be giving us some more information with his interaction with Mufti Bobat sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi. Maulana Ibrahim sends me 8 points, and perhaps we could take those 8 points and go through them. He said, my father, rahmatullahi alayhi, never asked for anything. If he was feeling for something, he would make it himself. He said that when I got married as a khadim. I got married as a servant. And a servant is grateful for whatever he receives. So he was never demanding or asking or requesting anything. He would always be the one that would serve, but very seldom would he be the one receiving any service. Even up till today, Hazrat Maulana's family, Maulana Ibrahim Sahab, Damat Barakatum's mother, his walida, says that till the end, in our entire marriage, Maulana never asked me for anything. I mean, this was the unique quality of Maulana. I don't think we've heard this quality from any person that we know about, whereby they would not ask for anything. He was such that if he wanted something, he would do it himself, he would make it himself, he would arrange for it himself, otherwise he would just desist from it altogether, but he would not ask anyone for anything. And this perhaps was the outstanding quality in Maulana's personal life. There is a standout that myself and my colleagues and everyone else and the listeners of Radio Islam International, we could learn from. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, خياركم خياركم لأهلي. The best amongst you, the most noble amongst you, the most best in terms of your akhlaq are that person who is good to their spouse. If we are good to our spouse, if we are good to our families, if we are good to our people at home, that means that in the sight of Allah we are good. Sometimes the opposite happens. A person, when he's in public, when he's with people, when he's with associates, and he shows the best of character. And people think, well, this man probably is so great and so pious, only to realize when he comes home, he is this lion with everyone, is scared from him. His family is scared from him. His children are scared from him. This was not the quality of Maulana. Maulana had a quality which was way better than that. The second quality, Maulana Bobat speaks about his father, Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He said his ajib mizaj, that he never took any service from anybody. On many occasions, the children and the students would ask, that can we carry your kitabs, can we make your shoes straight, can we do this? But Hazrat Maulana Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, would politely refuse. This obviously ties up with the first thing, that Hazrat would never ask for anything, and also he would not accept people to make any khidmat of him, people to serve him in any way. He was a very independent person, that he would serve the people, he would help the people, he would be kind to the people, but he would never take any khidmat or any service or anything from the people. He was that kind of an individual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with. The third quality that Maulana had is that Abba never carried big kitab despite teaching them. Rather, he would bring the smaller ones for a simple reason, that no one should ask him to carry his kitabs. So Maulana, you should teach Mishkat Sharif, you should teach Hidayah, you should teach Tirmidhi Sharif. So what he would do, he would bring a small kitab that wasn't so big, to those that are ulama and those that are studying and those that saw these kitabs that are taught. Generally, the books and the print that is there, the manuscripts that the teachers and that they have, are those big manuscripts, which a person takes those manuscripts and they carry them. It's very heavy, it's bulky, it's big print, obviously conducive towards the lesson that is going there. So Maulana, in his humility, in his personality, would always make sure that he would carry the smaller kitabs and not the bigger ones, so that no one would want and no one would think that this is a burden for Maulana to carry, and hence because of that, he would be or told in any way that they must carry his kitab for him. The fourth quality that Maulana Ibrahim Sahib, and may Allah Ta'ala bless him, his siblings and his mom as well, he writes that my father by nature was a very jovial person. He left a smile on the person of every person he met. And this is a quality that we also need to have, that each one of us, to make sure when we meet people, we talk to them so good that they keep on wanting to listen to us. And we listen so well that people don't want to stop talking. And in this way, if we can create that balance, we will most definitely be able to mingle with people in a way that is conducive, productive and beneficial for them. And in that way, Allah Ta'ala will use us to help people in a way that's best suited for them. It was in the temperament of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala made mention, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِّنْ حَوْلِكَ. O Nabi of Allah, it is because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are very soft-natured towards Sahaba Ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala an. And if you were a person that was hard-tongued, that was harsh, that was abrupt with Sahaba Ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala an, then Sahaba Ikiram radiyallahu an would not gather around you, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was the amazing quality of Hazrat Maulana, that he was always jovial, he was always happy, he was always speaking to people in a way that was most appropriate, and people always felt comfortable, and people were, when they would speak to Maulana, there would always be a smile on their face, because in the demeanor which Maulana had interacted with them. We finished 4 out of the 8 points. What we want to do now, inshallah, we take a lesson to Maulana Harun Dumad Ahmad Barakatum. Maulana is an ustad and a teacher at the Madrasa in Amiya in Camperdown. And in that way, inshallah, we will take a listen to Morana's advices. Morana worked very closely, and Morana was very close with Morana Bobata, rahmatullahi alayh. Let's take a listen to Morana's advices and Morana's interaction regarding Morana Bobata, rahmatullahi alayh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Dear Mawlana, the Ummah has once again lost a great alim, ustad, and spiritual mentor in the figure of Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Bobad Sahib, rahimahullah. Hazrat Mawlana was the son of Mawlana Farooq Bobad Sahib, Muhajiri Madani, damat barakatuhum, and a nephew of a great alim and wali of our country, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib, rahimahullah. He is also the nephew of Mawlana Ilyas Patel Sahib, damat barakatuhum, who is a senior ustad at Madrasa Talimuddin, East Pingo Beach. His family, both from the paternal and maternal side, are famous for their leading khidmat and services in deen. Hazrat Mawlana completed his hifz at the young age of 11, commencing it under the tutelage of Hafiz Yusuf Bhamji Sahib, damat barakatuhum. He completed 20 juz under Hafiz Sahib, and then in the month of December, he completed the balance of the 10 juz and returned to Madrasa Zakariya for his official khatam at the Jalsa. After the completion of his hifz, he began his first year of the Alim Fazil course in Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya Azadwal, then pursued the second, third, fourth and fifth year in Madrasa Talimuddin, East Pingo Beach, and then finally returned to Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya Azadwal for the final year. He was a very studious person from his madrasa days. At Madrasa Talimuddin, he resided by himself in a small room where he used to study till the late hours of the night. After his completion, due to his academic excellence and spiritual advancements, being in the company of his beloved Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Hadi Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahimahullah, who showed him great love and affection, a very special request was made for Hazrat Mawlana to join Madrasa in Amiya in Camperdown as an Ustad. After Mashura with the Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana joined the madrasa in the year 1998 and continued his services till the last days of his life, completing 20 years of khidmat at the institute. He taught the famous kitabs of hadith, Tirmizi Sharif, Tahawi Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, and Hidayat, the fourth volume. And this continued till the last few months of his life, when ill health overtook him and Hazrat Mawlana was forced to rest. His academic skills were exceptional, and many students are witness to the fact that Mawlana was able to teach the famous Hanafi book Quduri from memory. His lessons was remarkable for this that he could concise the intricate masail of fiqh and hadith in easy, simple language, making it easy for the students. His ta'alluq with the students was very, very great, and the students loved him dearly. In fact, after his demise, a student from Australia who was very, very restless after getting the message, undertook a journey to Durban to spend a few hours with the family members and returned the same day under 24 hours back home. He received his ijazat in tasawwuf from his honored Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib Rahimahullah, and he continued with this message of Islam and spiritual reformation in all his discourses, including his teaching activities. He had made a great impact on the hearts of the masses and on his students as well. For the last 4 to 5 years of his life, Hazrat Mawlana conducted an Islami Majlis during the month of Ramadan in Durban at Masjid Ibrahim in the Newlands area, despite suffering severe heart complications. The attendees, after the program, would insist on benefiting from his treasure of knowledge till the early hours of the morning, and Hazrat Mawlana would bear it with the highest degree of tolerance. Hazrat Mawlana also contributed greatly in the halal certification industry due to his fikr and concern for the Ummah. Amongst his outstanding qualities was that despite his ill health, he would always meet everyone with a beaming and cheerful face, and would not allow the opposite to feel that he was inconveniencing him. He was very shy by nature, and authentic reports received indicate that he would not even like to trouble his own family members during his ill health. His generosity with students and others was remarkable. Many a student would benefit financially from Hazrat Maulana. And here also his ikhlas was so great that hardly would anyone know about it. It was his noble habit that the sari of the 10th of Muharram, Yomul Ashura, for the entire madrasa used to be provided by Hazrat Maulana, who himself and his task team prepared and served. He never loved show and position and would prefer a low profile attitude. Finally, Hazrat Maulana departed from this world on the 14th of Zulhijjah, 26th of August, 2018, 2 days short of 2 years from the demise of the former Muhtamim of the Madrasa, Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Madani Sahib, Rahimahullah, who passed away on the 28th of August. His janaza salah was performed by the great Sheikh and Alim, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib, and the crowd at the janaza was exceptional. In fact, scores of people had missed the janaza due to severe traffic congestions coming to the masjid. Hazrat Maulana is survived by his parents, his wife, and 6 children, and of course, dozens of his ruhani and spiritual awlad scattered in the different parts of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his maghfirah and elevate his rank and grant him the highest reward on behalf of us all. May Allah ta'ala accept his khidmat and services at the madrasa and let the madrasa continue with its service to the ummah till the day of qiyamah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam. And that was Hazrat Maulana Harun Juma Sahib. Allah Ta'ala bless him, one of the asatiza at the Darul Uloom in Camperdown. And Hazrat was sent a recording of the program, and then due to commitments, obviously we know the asatiza, they teach, they have so many commitments. May Allah Ta'ala bless each one of them and all our asatiza as well that we've studied under. But just to think about it, Maulana taught the kitab by heart. And Maulana was able to teach Kuduri without having to look in the kitab. That is how much Allah Ta'ala had blessed him. So respected listeners, we need to value and understand and appreciate the category of ulama that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, and how Allah Ta'ala has used them for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also respected listeners, another point that comes is that on the 10th of Muharram, Maulana was such that Maulana would prepare with his group and his family, etc., so much of the sari for the madrasa at that time was prepared from Maulana, his own expenses, his own work, his own things. And we can imagine and understand how important that is, that just to show the appreciation, just to show the students, just to show them that you as an ustad will get up at that part of the night with those people that assist you and be able to make that khidmat of those that are studying under you is truly something we all need to learn. We probably might not have students, we probably might not have a madrasa, but we do have families. We can take a chance to make things in the home. We can take a chance to give a break to the woman of the home. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that Allah Ta'ala had given us so much opportunities of servitude. This is something that we all can do and something that we all can learn from. We should never ever underestimate the importance of khidmat in every aspect that we can. Wherever possible, try and always find that. There might be an orphanage in your area. There might be somebody that is requiring some sort of service. Or even if it is just to show appreciation to your near and dear ones, it wouldn't harm a person in doing something that is there to serve people only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that by serving people, it doesn't show who they are, it shows who we are. Allah Ta'ala loves those that serve. The leader of the people is the one that is in service to the people. These are all lessons that come from the life of our elders whom we know, who have just recently passed away. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding to take from them. Really, this program, my respected listeners, is just not merely speaking about things and feeling good about the program, but it's lessons that we learn from our elders and our akabirin. Another super amazing, I wouldn't say amazing, I'll say super amazing feat of Mufti Baba Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, and we are reminded, it's an open line, if you want to give us a call, or you knew Maulana, or you are somewhat in contact with Morana, the number is 011-854-1548, and inshallah ta'ala, we will try and make sure that we take your call and your message. And better than that, if you could send us a message, the number is 071-878-9748, 071-878-9748, and then inshallah ta'ala, we will try and read your message out to the listeners of Radio Islam International. So the next quality that Morana speaks about, and it is something that I think is so important in today's time, and that is the rights of fellow people. Morana Ibrahim Saab says that my father was so particular that when it comes to the rights of others, that on one occasion, when myself and my Abba shared the same room in Ramadan, then at the time of Suhoor, my father never switched off the lights, nor the kettle or the microwave. He went into the bathroom, quietly he made wudu, he engaged quietly at one place for Sahri, he engaged in his Salah, all this using his torch of his cell phone so that I may not be disturbed. So he was so considerate of people. Not only people, this is his son, whereby generally with your son and your other family members, they are very minimal formalities. You are able to wake them up, you are in the house all the time together simultaneously. So Morana, in not disturbing his own son, would desist from owning the light, the kettle, the microwave, until the son himself, the alarm rang, and then he got up for suhoor, and then he then obviously made his own tahajjud, etc. But until then, Morana did not go and inconvenience his own son, but rather very quietly, very softly, very gently, he would make his own breakfast, his own sahri, make his own wudu, go to the toilet, just being mindful about others, and in that way Allah Ta'ala had blessed them in this particular way. And when people like that pass away, we see, we understand, we realize, and we value such people. We have somebody that knew Morana for a very long time and very closely attached. Hafiz Qasim Para Kavisab, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. Hafizab, Assalamu Alaikum.
Alaikum Assalam wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Wow, Hafizab, really it is truly our honor to have you on Radio Islam International this evening. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and bless your family and all those that know you as well, Hafizab.
I mean, Jazakallah Mursab, it is a bit difficult for me to even come on because we know Marhum Mufti Yunus Babasab, Rahimahullah, from the 1970s. I know him when he was an infant, and then to even now participate in the program of Taziyah, it's quite strenuous and challenging also, but you know, this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just keep us in His prayers always, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. Hazrat, you knew him for a very long time. What are some of the things that you could share with us, or some of the things you could tell us regarding Mufti Babasab, rahmatullahi alayhi?
Okay, Moana, you know, the thing is that we just want to fast check, you know, some vital aspects, you know, of Mufti Yunus's life. Very, very importantly also, one of the, unique characteristics of Mufti Yunus's is that he had a passion for his Islah right from his student days. And this is something that, you know, which is extremely noteworthy in that that figure for his reformation started at a very, very tender age. And alhamdulillah, with the father of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he maintained the taluq with Hazrat Shafiq al-Umar rahmatullahi alayhi, and Hazrat Shafiq al-Umar rahmatullahi alayhi loved him immensely. Furthermore, he was extremely intelligent to this extent that, when we were in Sakkar and, Hazrat Rahmatullah, Hazrat Shafiq Umar Rahmatullah Ali share with us some ash'ar, and Mawlana Yunus should actually, join in, and Hazrat Shafiq Umar Rahmatullah Ali, he should become very, very pleased. The very important thing which Mawlana, emphasized through his action also is that, listen, when a person attaches himself to our mashayikh, to our kabirin, then inshallah by virtue of that attachment, because it is fully for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and ma tahad of the Hadith Sharif also, man tawada lillah rafa'ahullah. A person annihilates himself for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala elevates him also. So we have actually found also in his life the unique aspect of fanayat, whereby you find that because of this noble trait, Allah Ta'ala has granted me acceptance.
Definitely, Moran, it is a key aspect, especially for people like us, to be able to concentrate on our own reformation, because, I mean, there is something that is so important and so vital, and Allah Ta'ala make it such that Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to change our own life for the better, inshallah.
Moana, there's another very unique aspect of Mufti Yunus Sahab, rahimahullah, was the aspect of his istiqamat. Now, whilst in his student days, we were very, very fortunate, a few of us, we should sit down toward the late part of the night with our Shafiq Umar rahmatullah alayh, and he should keep us, with him until sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning. But the unique thing about Mufti Yunus Sahab, rahimahullah, was that after Hazrat had given ijazah, they said, okay, fine, you can go and sleep. He used to travel from Lent, because our Shafiq Umar rahmatullah alayh should spend the last 10 days of his safar in Lent. So he should travel from Lent back to Azadwal and just sleep for one and a half hours and present himself for classes in the Dars in Azadwal. This is something very, very unique, because you find that, he was passionate both for his islah and for his asbaq. And this is something that, it's extremely, blessed trait also. And that is why you find that by virtue of him affording, the importance to both aspects, Allah Ta'ala has granted him such acceptance.
Definitely, Morana. I mean, we hear so much good about Morana as well. In terms of his interaction, did Hazrat Shafiq ul-Ummat rahmatullah alayhi give him khilafat as well?
He was Majad al-Sohbat of Shafiq ul-Ummat rahmatullah alayhi.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. And one of the youngest Khulafa also, I might add.
What were some of the other qualities that stood out for you regarding Hazrat Mufti Bobatab rahmatullah alayhi?
I just want to just share with you one very, very important aspect, which I even shared with the Talaba in Madrasa in Amiya yesterday. Was, Hazrat Mawlana Abdullah Qafawi rahmatullah alayhi, in his discussion and his advices with the ulama-i kiram, he mentioned that at this moment in time, the ulama-i kiram required to focus on two aspects. One is ikhlas and the other is ikhtisas. That means one is sincerity and the other one is speciality. And really, when a person carefully analyzes the life of Hazrat Mufti Yunus Sahab rahmatullah, you find that, his entire life was permeated with ikhlas, with billahiyat. And that is why you find there was so much maqbooliyat in the hearts of people with regards to him. And the second thing also is ikhtisas. Now, very few people, really know, but he was a person who had done immense research on various aspects, and he was held in very, very high esteem among the seniors also. But and the other thing also, which was very unique in him also, with Mufti Yunus Sahab rahmatullah alayh, was that, and this is also one of the trademarks of his sohbat also, is that he done all these things, in his khidmat, in anonymity. And this is something which is really extremely, a blessed trait, whereby you find by virtue of this aspect of humility, that you find Allah Ta'ala had granted him, at such a young age, so much of acceptance.
Indeed, Mustafa, I think there are so many lessons for me to learn in my own personal life of the life of Mufti Bobat rahmatullahi alayh. How long was he teaching it in Amiya, Morana?
This is a very, very beautiful point also that you've actually mentioned, Musab, is that Mufti Yunusab rahmatullah alayh, immediately upon his faragat, he immediately started teaching. So I'm talking of I'm not too sure if it was nearly about 20 years or so, but I'm talking about immediately after he qualified and he started teaching. And I just want to add another very important point also, with regard to Mufti Sahib rahmatullah alayh. I remember one of the malfuzat of our Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayh. Among the advices he used to give to ulama who are involved in the khidmat of deen, he says, make sure that you involve yourself in such a manner that, and with such istiqamah that, wherever you are offering your services, and if there are no impediments, no obstacles also, then, your janazah must be well funded. And alhamdulillah, you find that, Hazrat Mufti Yunus Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he attached himself passionately to his work, and to his khidmat of deen to this extent also that, you know, find that his janazah came out, you know, in this manner. So it is indeed a very, very commendable, you know, trait in his personality, Musa.
Yes, definitely. You know, I was listening to Mawlana Harun Saab where he was saying that the amount of people that were present, obviously the crowd must have been very, very big at the janazah. And it brings one amazing point for the listeners, Mawlana, is that the more you try and hide your good from people, Allah Ta'ala will make people understand when it matters most the value of a person.
Mawlana, if I can just share with you one of the malfuzat of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is so important also, and it's a means of reflection for each and every one of us also, and because you know, Hazrat Mufti Yunus Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, who was involved also in the institution of Tazkiyah and very, very passionate about it also, so it is quite appropriate that we actually, you know, share this point also. That Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, he said, listen, whatever the case may be, even if it be in the darkest corner or under the darkest stone, but whatever good a person does, Allah Ta'ala will make that good apparent in the hearts of people.
Oh,
and yet also on the opposite side, if a person is involved in any aspect of transgression and maafiyat, you see, Allah Ta'ala will make it apparent in the hearts of the people. So now we have witnessed in, you know, that, you know, a young alim who was involved in the khidmat of deen, but Allah Ta'ala, by virtue of his khidmat, and Allah Ta'ala, by virtue of his noble traits also, Allah Ta'ala had made his acceptance apparent in the hearts of the people, whereby you find that so many people had attended the janazah.
Subhanallah. Mawlana, in terms of, you know, his own interaction, obviously when we do the program, we speak a lot about the interaction he had one-to-one, and you knew him from such a young age. What were some of his qualities in terms of his skills when dealing with people?
Oh, that Mawlana, you know, one very important thing that, you know, I'm looking at the human factor also, that Mawlana was a very passionate and a steadfast person in his personality. Right from he was young, he was a very passionate and a steadfast person, and whatever work he attempted to do, he made sure that he actually walked the talk. So, you know, this was an extremely notable, a trait in his personality, whereby you find that, you know, whatever work he was involved in, then he done it, and because he believed in it, and he was, you know, he had compassion for it. And I think that this is a lesson that we all can take home also, whereby, that, you know, whatever we do, we have to make sure that we believe in it, and then make the necessary effort toward achieving the goal.
Definitely. So, Radio Islam listeners, we are speaking about Hazrat Mufti Yunus Baba Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, who had passed away now in the last week and a half or so. And we are speaking to Mawlana Qasim Parak, who is speaking about the life of Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi. We already had a recording from Mawlana Harun Sahib, may Allah Ta'ala bless him as well. And we can, wherever we can benefit from the ulama-i kiram and our mashayikh, we should definitely try and do so. Mawlana, what are some of the other aspects that perhaps we are not aware of that are important for people to know regarding Hazrat Mawlana Babat?
Lots of times the human factor is ignored. One of his mutaliqeen actually shared this, with me, and I thought it imperative that we actually, share this type of temperament also amongst the listeners of Radio Islam. One day there was a very poor person in the Overport area. There was a few hours left, for the days of Qurbani, and he was saddened because he didn't have the funds. He didn't have the funds to make Qurbani, and then he was sort of bewailing his plight, and then he encountered Mawlana. And Mawlana asked him, what is the issue? She said, no, I want to make Qurbani, but, you know, I haven't got the money. So it was just a few hours left, on the 12th of Zulhijjah. Mawlana, this is something very, very beautiful. Mawlana himself took this poor man in the car, went to the farm, and he then asked a chosen animal, and he started the animal. Then some people see him amongst the animals. He said, Mawlana, what are you doing? you know, I'm just helping a poor person, and you know, slaughter his animal, and so that he can also partake of the qurbani. This was his heart, Mom. I think, you know, this is very, very important that we require to actually instill into our personality that, you know, you have to be a well-wisher of creation. And Mona actually led by example in this.
SubhanAllah, I think that is so amazing. Another message comes in, Morana had so much modesty. Once Morana mentioned that Morana had never looked at a lady with any sort of desire. I mean, that is Morana's aspect of the modesty and the haya that he had. And obviously, this comes directly from Quran, Hadith, and Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala an. So really some amazing qualities that are coming with regards to Hazrat Morana Abubakar rahmatullahi alayh. Morana Ibrahim Sahib shared something else. He said that my father was very particular when it came to wastage. Walid Sahib would make wudu with just tricklets of water. Even when using a shower, the water would barely be heard. In that way, Morana would make sure that he would not waste any water. Perhaps a lesson for each one of us to learn as well. Morana, what are some of the other aspects that we could probably learn from in terms of the life of Hazrat?
There is one aspect which which is so important, especially to share with the ulama fraternity also, and there is adab ikhtilaf, that in life we are going to be confronted with challenges, and we are going to be confronted with people who have opposing views, and yes, at times also the discussions can become heated. And, you know, but then you find that there was a very unique quality in Moana, that he had a very pure and a clean heart. One of his mutaliqin actually mentioned, he said, you know, there were situations also that Moana had difference of opinion, you know, with the ulama, because, you know, of the line of activity that he was involved in. And the mutaliqin also complained, he says, you know, but, you know, why do you actually engage with these people? He says, no, he said, the difference between us is on dini issues. The difference between us is on dini issues. So, but the very unique point also, and this is something that is actually really mind-boggling, whereby you find that he said, Moana has mentioned, he says, my heart is clean, and to this extent, that when I make tilawat in the morning, and thereafter, when I involve myself in dua, I make dua for those who I'm involved in any ikhtilaf, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them and forgive me also.
Allahu Akbar, Marana, what an amazing
thought. You know, so, Marana, this is something that, you know, how to say, it's like a pig of our akabirin. And I think if every one of us can instill that type of mizaj, that type of temperament in our lives, a lot will be achieved.
Definitely brings tears to the eyes, Morana, in today's time, understanding there is so much of difference of opinion, and to have so much of respect with regard to somebody that you would make dua for the person that you differ with after your daily tilawat of the morning shows something that is truly amazing in so many different ways.
And the other thing, Moana, is it's very, very important for the listeners also to actually keep in mind that even after he had ijazat from our Hazrat Shaykh Ulama rahmatullah ali, but Moana's quest for islah carried on, and he never adopted any independence with regard to his islah also, and he was very, very passionate, and he ensured that he actually listened to the elders and took advice from the elders. But that is why you find that because of that, Allah Ta'ala had blessed him, with such amount of acceptance. I had this occasion of speaking to a few of his students, and his students would actually cry and speak about his immense muhabbat, his immense shafqat towards them also. So, I just remembered a saying of one of our mashayikh, our akabirin also, Hajim Dadlam Mati Rahmatullah Ali, with regard to the aspect of compassion, shown towards the muridin, said, "Kisi ne hamko bhi bigara." Somebody has also spoiled us also. So by virtue of this, of the compassion showed to him, by Hazrat Shafiq Umar rahmatullah alayh, he actually ensured that, you know, that trait of muhabbat and compassion, you know, filtered down to those whom he interacted with also. And yes, Mawlana Harun Sahib did mention with regards to his love and, you know, and his affection towards his students. I just want to share with you one very, very important malfuz, a saying of our Shafiq Umar rahmatullah alayh. He actually mentioned that in this era, he says, work will be only achieved through compassion. And if the people that are involved in teaching and nasiha advices, if they can inculcate this trait and become true well-wishers, you know, inshallah, great amount of work can be achieved on that.
Definitely. So we have a call on the line. Caller, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who am I speaking to?
I would like to be anonymous.
Gee, and your interactions with Morana that you could share with the listeners?
Alhamdulillah, I've been a few years under my ustad, Mufti Tawfat rahimahullah, and I have a close relationship with Mufti Sahib. And one quality of Mufti Sahib is that every day he would be smiling. I don't remember a day seeing Mufti Sahib without a smile. And actually, I decided to quit my Alim course. And I went to Mufti Sahib, and he was very instrumental in making me finish my Alim course.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah so much, Morana.
So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him Jannatul Firdaus, grants his family sabran jameel, inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah. Jazakallah so much.
A very special advice that he gave me once personally, and he told me, haram se bacho, haram se raho. It was advice that is in my head up to today. May Allah grant us understanding, inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah. Jazakallah so much for that, Morana.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Obviously, a student that speaking with regards to Morana's advice, haram se bacho, aram se raho, stay away from wrong and you will be in great amount of afiyat. And normally we only use it for food, but this in particular would be in a very general term as well. Abizab, we have about just under 7 minutes left for the program. Some of your parting advices to the listeners in terms of Hazrat Mufti Baba Sahib rahmatullah alayh.
Correct, Mona. You know, this was not mentioned earlier on also, but I think that at this juncture we cannot avoid and disregard the great respect as the Mufti Sahib rahmatullah alayh had with regard to his parents. Really, you know, the manner of nurturing tarbiyat is something that, and the duas was the reason why Hazrat Mufti Sahib became so accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the unique characteristics which my respected elder Mawlana Farooq Baba Sahib Hafizahullah, you know, had instilled into his children was the quality of sadagi, of simplicity. And that, you know, by virtue of simplicity, a person can save himself from great amount of impediments and obstacles. And alhamdulillah, if when a person interacts with another person where there are no formalities and, you know, there is absolute simplicity and informality, then you find that, you know, the means of communication it becomes much more easier. And alhamdulillah, Mawlana led by example that, you know, there were no formalities in his life also. He had pure, uncontaminated, you know, care and concern for those whom he interacted with also. And this is something that we all can actually instrument to as Mawlana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Mufti Sahib, you know, the highest stages in the Akhirah. Allah ta'ala sustain his barakat also, inshallah, grant, you know, his family, you know, and his students also, both his, you know, his physical and his spiritual progeny, sabr jameel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually, you know, unite him also, you know, with our mashayikh and our kabirin and our anbiya kiram in the akhirah. And that's why the most important imana is that, you know, Allah Ta'ala be pleased with us. Our Dr. Hazrat Dr. Sabi Sahib Rahmatullah, you know, he used to continuously stress on this point that, listen, you know, whatever the case may be also, but make sure that each and every action of ours is, you know, is determined by the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. If a person, you know, he lives in this manner also, adaya hukuk hibzi hudud, observing the rights of people and staying within limits, then you find that, you know, that the person will actually be successful in this world and the akhirah. Jazakallah Mawlana for allowing us to actually share with the radio Islam the perspective of Mufti Yunus Babasal rahmatullah alayh, and we just make dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant each and every one of us, you know, to actually imbibe the noble lessons, you know, from his blessed life, and also inshallah, you know, especially with regard to the aspect of the passion for deen. Allah Ta'ala bless us all with this. Jazakumullah.
Ameen inshallah. Jazakallah so much Mawlana.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi.
Assalamu warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Every week when we close the program, respected listeners, it would just show how much we don't know of our ulama-i kiram and how much of sifat, qualities, akhlaq, service, and goodness of deen that they had is just truly amazing. And at times it just brings tears to the eyes for us to understand our akabirin, our ummah, and all those that are there. Really, may Allah Ta'ala bless them. May Allah, those that are alive, grant them long life. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that we are able to benefit from them. May Allah protect them and look after them. And those that have passed on, from those that we know, we don't know, the akabirin, our families, Allah fill the qabrs with noor. Allah forgive their shortcomings. Allah Ta'ala grant them the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. And Allah Ta'ala make it such that those that have passed on, we are able to carry that legacy in every way that we possibly can. From myself, Ubaidullah Bawaja, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.